we're going to pursue, to learn about how to, the pursuing of spiritual growth.
第一个，信心跟灵性的长进有关。
First, the growth of faith and the, our spiritual growth go hand in hand.
如果我们灵性要长进，我们一定要继续不断的来追求我们的信心。
If we want to grow spiritually, we need to pursue a stronger faith.
有人说啊，一点点的信心让你进入天国。
Someone has said that if you have a little bit of faith, it will allow you to enter into heaven.
有很大的信心啊，天国就实现在你的生活当中。
But if you have a greater amount of faith, then the heavenly kingdom will come real in your life today.
灵性有在成长啊，天国就在我们的生活里头。
If we continue to grow spiritually, heavenly kingdom is today.
信心就是力量。
Faith is strength.
力量来带给我们成长。
Faith is strength to allow us to grow spiritually.
所以在主耶稣的教导里头啊，主耶稣也常常强调的啊，信心这一件事情。
And that is also why the Lord Jesus' teachings also included many messages about faith.
在我们的生活当中是会有很多的困难。
There will be many difficult times in our life.
这些困难常常就会成为灵性长进的一个阻挡。
These difficulties can be obstacles to our spiritual growth.
而信心要帮助我们来胜过这些困难阻挡。
But if we have faith, we can overcome these difficult obstacles.
我们也讲到说，我们要要成长的话，我们要顺服。
Earlier we had talked about how if we want to grow, we need to be obedient.
所以顺服的反面就是不顺服。
The opposite of obedience is disobedience.
那其实为什么说不顺服啊？这是是很严重的一个事情。
If we were to be disobedient, it's a very serious matter.
因为所谓的不顺服其实就是不信。
If we become disobedient, it means that we do not believe.
那所谓不相信啊，意思就是我们只是照着我们自己的意思来做。
If we do not believe, then we will do according to whatever we wish.
那我们只是照自己来做的话，我们灵性是不会长进的。
And if we do everything according to our own wishes, our spiritual life will not grow.
所以我们灵性要成长，我们的信心也一定要增长。
And so if we want to grow spiritually, we need to also grow in our faith.
那我们来看看，从灵性成长这个角度，我们来看看什么是信心。
And so now we're going to look at faith from the perspective of spiritual growth.
那为什么信心会帮助我们灵性成长？
And we're going to talk about why having faith will help us grow spiritually.
所谓的信心就是我们要求自己，我们对神是完全的完全的忠心。
What does it mean to have faith? It is to be completely loyal to God.
我们人在生活当中一定会有我们很执着很忠实的一些对象。
In our life we may have the very strong convictions about certain matters.
那这个会成为我们的一股力量。
And these convictions can become strength in our life.
有一些人对某一种品牌商品的这个品牌它是特别的忠实。
For example, some people may have may be very convicted in a certain brand, and they have strong faith in that particular brand.
所以他无论如何，他一定要买这一个牌子的东西。
So no matter what, he will buy products from this brand.
因为这是他忠实的一个对象。
Because he is a loyal customer.
有一阵子我需要常常去芝加哥的教会。
There was one time when I needed to travel to Chicago church.
我们知道这个芝加哥冬天是真的是非常冷。
And we know that it can be very cold in the winter time in Chicago.
有一次我就跟我太太讲说，我可能需要买一顶毛线帽。
And so at that time, I told my wife I needed to buy a knitted hat.
所以啊，我们就到百货公司去要去买。
And so we went to the department store to get one.
啊，刚好啊，这个有一堆的这个毛线帽啊，就摆在那里。
And so as soon as we arrived, we saw that there were a pile of knitted hats.
啊，这个在挑的当中啊，我就发现说有两顶啊，看起来都一样。
And as I was picking them out, I noticed that there were two that looked very similar.
啊，都是深蓝色的。
They were both deep blue in color.
看起来是很适合。
And I felt that they were both very suitable for me.
我就看看价钱。
And so I looked at the prices.
价钱竟然差了五块钱。
And so I noticed that, incredibly, they were different by $5.
好，我就再特别仔细的看一看，到底有什么不一样。
And so I took a second look and I paid attention closely to see why they're different.
哦，好像不太像男人哈。不过我是会真的是会这样去比较一下。
Sometimes I feel that I'm not like I
这通常女生比较会这样子啦。
Usually women like to compare prices down to the dollar amount, but I also like to do that.
那我实在还看不出说为什么他们要差五块钱。
And so it took me a long time. I tried to figure out why there were $5 different.
那我太太刚好走过来。
And so at that time, my wife came over.
我就请教她，我说为什么他们会差五块？我看起来都一样啊。
So I consulted her and I asked her why is it that they're different in their price.
她说你还不知道啊，这一顶有一个勾啦。
And she said you don't know that because this one has a check mark.
我说好。他说这个叫做 Nike 啦。
And so I still didn't understand. So she said that this is Nike.
因为是 Nike 的，所以要贵五块钱。
Because it is of the Nike brand, so it is $5 more expensive.
我还是搞不懂啦，为什么有那个勾要多五块钱呢
？And to me, I still couldn't understand why I'm having that check mark would make that hat more expensive.
我太太说，等你儿子长大了，你就知道了。
And at that time, my wife said, just wait until your son is grown.
真的，长得这个，他们买鞋子常常就是我要 Nike 的。
It is true. Later on, whenever they wanted to buy shoes, they would look for the Nike brand.
真的是这样子的哈。这个只要是你很忠实的哈，再花时间，再花多一点钱，你都会是愿意的。
And it is true. If you're loyal to a certain product, it will probably spend more time and spend more money on the purchase of that product.
你所忠实的那个对象啊，会成为你一个力量去做某些事情。
And if you're faithful or loyal towards someone, you will give out all your strength to serve this person.
所以想想看，我们的生活当中那一股力量是谁
？And so just look into our lives and see what kind of strength we have.
如果我们所忠实的对象是主耶稣
，For example, if we are loyal or faithful to the Lord Jesus.
那无论如何啊，我们啊。这就是我们的一种信心。
We'll find that we'll have strength and faith to serve him.
我们在灵性上我们会长进。
And we will have strength to grow spiritually.
信心会让我们去完全的顺服神。
Faith will allow us to completely be obedient to God.
只顺服一半，我们没有办法真正的成长。
If we are only halfway obedient, we cannot grow spiritually.
我们就没有办法去体验到那个灵性成长所带给我们的喜悦。
And we will also not be able to enjoy the joy that comes with spiritual growth.
那其实真的，神对我们的要求啊，其实只是给我们带来好处。
It is true that whatever requirement God has of us are only there to bring us joy.
绝对是不会让我们受伤害的。
They're not there to harm us.
我们请看耶利米书二十九章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter
29. 耶利米书二十九章十一节。
Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11.
好，请念。
Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope.
这里说神到最后是要让我们得福气有指望。
It says here that God wants us to have peace and to have a future and a hope.
哦，所以我们真的是可以完全的啊，来顺服主耶稣。
And so, so that we can be convinced to be completely obedient to God.
那我们生活当中的每一条道路啊，啊，它不是让我们离开耶稣更远，就是要让我们离耶稣更近。
Whatever road we walk on. And in this life, it either leads us towards God, or it leads us away from God.
哦，所以我们需要有时候停下来，稍微想一想。
So sometimes we need to take a moment to think.
哦，我现在正在走的这一条路是越靠近主耶稣呢，还是越离开主耶稣？
Whether this road that I'm walking on is leading me towards Jesus, or is it leading me towards away from Jesus?
我们现在正在走的这一条路是不是顺服主耶稣的道路？
Is this road that I'm walking on one that will lead me to be more obedient to Jesus?
所谓的信心啊，就是要要求我们忍耐的去面对着试炼。
What is faith? It is that we can have the strength to face obstacles and trials.
在我们生活当中，我们对所发生的事情是会常常会有疑问。
It is very common for us to have doubt in the things that happen in our lives.
所以有时候我们会觉得很不满。
So sometimes we may feel dissatisfied.
我们会说为什么是我？
We may complain why me.
为什么会是这样子？
We may complain that, about the things that has happened in our lives.
为什么是现在？
We may complain why now.
因为有这许多的问题，常常就让我们没有办法成长。
And because of our doubts and questions, we can be prohibited from growing.
所以如果有信心的话，
But if we have faith,
信心要求我们忍耐的去面对着试炼。
Faith will guide us with, to have patience and to endure toward the end.
信心告诉我们明天会更好。
Faith will tell us that tomorrow will be better.
信心告诉我们将来的赏赐是会来到，而且是真的。
Our faith will tell us that the future reward will be greater than our imagination.
常常我们所遇到的困难比我们想象的还要大。
Sometimes the difficulties that we are encountering may be beyond our imagination.
但是如果我们有信心去面对，
But if we have faith to face these obstacles,
那个将来的奖赏也总是超过我们所想的。
The reward in the future, are often greater than our expectations as well.
有一个很有名的这个篮球教练。
There was a very famous basketball coach.
有一次啊，他被聘请到一个高中去。
One time he was hired to coach a team, in a high school.
那个高中的这个篮球队啊是很差劲的。
And this high school has a very bad basketball team.
不要说打到康体啊，就是他们自己那个学期啊都打。就已经是最后一名了。
The team was so bad that they were the very last team, in their district.
所以根本从来没有打过在康体里头比赛。
So they were not able to advance to the county level.
所以这个校长啊，他真想说他们的篮球队啊，能够打好一点。
And so because the school principal wanted the basketball team to play better.
所以啊，特别千方百计的去拜托这个教练到他们学校来。
And so he used various methods to hire this basketball coach to come to their school.
但是啊，那些球员啊是恨透了这个教练。
But the basketball players hated this coach.
因为这个教练非常的严格。
Because this coach was very strict.
要他们跑三迈之后啊，不是就这样就休息啊。
Because he asked them to run 3 miles.
那跑完了不是让他们休息啊，继续的来锻炼他们。
And after they had run 3 miles, he would not let them rest, and he continued to train them.
要求他们很严格。
And he continues to drill them and require a lot of things from them.
所以这些队员啊，私底下都在抱怨这个教练。
And so the basketball players made many complaints against the coach.
但是校长常常跟他们讲，这教练我们好不容易才请他来的。
And so but the school principal continued to tell them, please bear with him because we have spent so, I, I, we hired him.
所以有些球员、他们甚至想要放弃了，不参加这个篮球队了。
And at this time, many basketball players decided that they may want to quit.、
但是谁晓得、在那个学期里头、他们那一次、得了冠军。
But unexpectedly,、the school won their school district championship that year.、
那不但这样呢，他们打进去了那个county里头，对吧？也参加了county的决赛。
Not only this, they were able to enter into the county competition.、
最后、他们甚至是全州的冠军。
And at the end, they became the state champion.、
这些球员呢、他们本来没有想象到说这个教练会是这么严格。
In the beginning, the、basketball players didn't expect the coach to be so strict.、
当然他们也没有想到说他们竟然得到全州的冠军。
At the same time, they also didn't expect that they would be state champions.、
今天我们需要这样的信心。
So today we need this kind of faith.、
这样的信心要帮才能够帮助我们在灵性上来成长。
This kind of faith can help us grow、in our spiritual journey.
灵性要成长，我们要追求的拿掉成长的障碍。
In order to grow spiritually, we need to remove the obstacles that come in the way of growth.
我们成长有一个 很大的障碍。
There is a very big obstacle towards our growth.、
就是我们一些这个习惯性的罪、或者是、不好的习惯。
They include habitual sins or bad habits.
这可能是生活当中一个很小的事情。
These may be very little things in our lives.
可能我们所谓就是小罪，不是大罪。
These are little things. Little sins, not big
但是它是一直的很习惯性的存在我们生活里头。
But we continue to let them exist because it is by our habits.
我们很难持续的去克服它。
And it is difficult for us to consistently eliminate them.
所以就一直成为我们灵性成长的一个障碍。
And so they continue to be obstacles in our spiritual life.
比如有人很喜欢看电视。
For example, some people like to watch television.
今天来讲，有人花太多时间在这个 internet 上面。
And others spend too much time on the internet.
有人很容易生气。
And some other people get angry easily.
有人很容易这个烦恼着急。
And some others get worried over little things.
有人很喜欢背后讲人家的话。
And there are those who like to talk behind people's back.
有人太看重物质。
And there are those who are more materialistic.
有时候我们很贪吃。
And there are yet others who are gluttons.
有人呢、生活很懒散。
And some people are just lazy.
这有人很喜欢比较。
And some people like to compare themselves with against other people.
那有人呢、这个很固执。
And some people are stubborn.
有很多很多的这种不是大罪，但是习惯性的坏习惯。
So we can see that there are many bad habits or.Bad characters that may not be so serious, but they can become obstacles.
但是这个是由小到大，在影响着我们整个生活。
But even though these are small things, they can affect us in a major ways.
由浅到深呢，甚至控制了我们整个生活。
And even though these are small matters, they can affect our lives in a much deeper level.
成为危害我们一辈子。
And they can continue to infest our life.Throughout our lives.
曾经有这样的一个故事。
There was a story that goes like this.
通常夫妻是很多的时候是每个人有自己的车子。
A lot of the times, the husband and wife would each drive a car.
因为他们有个人的工作，有个人的白天的这些活动。
Because they each have their own jobs, and then they have.During the day, they do things separately.
所以通常不会彼此去开对方的车。
And so it's very rare that they would drive the other person's car.
因为你开的话还要调这些镜子啦，座位的这个前后高低。
Because if they switch cars, they would have to adjust the seats. They have to adjust the mirrors.
有一天有个太太她不晓得为什么她必须要开她先生的车。
So one day, this wife needed to drive her husband's car.
那是一个星期天的早上。
And it was on a Sunday morning.
她就开了先生的车子就 出门了。
And so she drove her husband's car and left.
她大概开车 那个时候不是很专心。
And because she didn't pay close attention while she was driving.
所以已经黄灯了，她也没有注意到。
It was also, it was already the yellow light, and she didn't see it.
几乎要闯红灯了，她发现了，她紧急刹车。
And she was going across the intersection, and she then she saw the red light, so she suddenly stopped.
那紧急刹车就从那个乘坐那边的椅子底下就溜这个滑出来了几片录影带。
And because she stepped on the brake suddenly, so some of the tapes that were hidden underneath the front seat came forward.
她就想奇怪，就顺手就滴下去就捡起来看。
Because she had never seen them before, and so she picked one up.
她脸色都变了。
And her face changed.
她到前面就 U-turn 回家去了。
And as soon as she found a good spot, she U-turned and then returned home.
她回家去了，拿着那几个录影带。
And so she carried these tapes in her hands.
就丢向她的先生了。
And she threw it to her husband.
是一些黄色的录影带。
These are tapes of pornography.
她就跟她先生吵架了。
And so she had a fight with her husband.
原来她先生从大学时代就有看这样子的录影带的习惯。
And so it turned out her husband had the habit of watching pornography since his college days.
一直到结婚之后她还有这个习惯。
And this continued even until after they got married.
所以这个习惯性的这些坏习惯小罪它真的是很容易跟着我们一直跟着我们。
So it is true that habitual minor sins can continue to linger with us for a long time.
我们请参考传道书第四章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 4.
传道书第四章十二节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 12.
十二节。有人公胜孤身一人，若有两人便能抵挡他，三股合成的绳子不容易折断。这里说三股合成的绳子不容易折断。
Here says a threefold cord is not quickly broken.
我们知道这个有的墙是一块一块的这个砖头叠起来的。
We know that a brick wall is consisted of individual bricks.
这种习惯性的坏习惯就是这样一天一天累积起来的。
The same is are those bad habits that they're built up slowly day by day.
不论有多少，不论有多深，别人或许不知道。
No, it may be true that others may not know the amount and the extent of these minor sins.
但是我们自己知道。
But we ourselves know.
更可怕的是，撒旦也知道。
Even more scary is that Satan knows also.
那为什么这种习惯性的小罪是这么的不好？
Why is it that it is so bad to have these habitual sins?
因为这阻挡了我们灵性的长进。
And it is because they can obstruct our spiritual growth.
我们如果没有成长我们就没有办法荣耀神的名。
Because if we do not grow, we cannot honor God's name, glorify God's name.
而且这一种习惯性的小罪不但破坏我们跟神的关系，也会破坏我们人与人之间的关系。
Even more, these minor habitual sins can break the relationship between us and God and our relationship with others.
人生为什么有价值？
Why is it that we live as a meaningful life?
也包括了一个很重要的部分，我们跟神的关系很好。
What makes our life to have meaning? It is that we have good relationships with others.
为什么有些人他跟人总是处得不好？
Why is it that some people never have good relationships with others?
这些习惯性的坏习惯常常就是很自我，很自私。
It is because we have these minor habitual sins that may be very selfish.
因为我们只是想要顺着自己的意自己的这种欲望。
Because these sins allow us to indulge in our selfish desires.
好，我们只是强调自己。
And these sins emphasize the self.
好，所以罪常常就在我们的一边的耳朵告诉我们，你要强调自己。
And these sins will continue to tell us in our ears that we need to emphasize ourselves.
那圣灵常常在我们耳朵的另外一边说，我们要多去考虑别人。
And the Holy Spirit will whisper in our other ear, telling us to consider others.
那人的这一种自私啊，常常让我们去听另外这一边的声音。
A lot of the time, our selfish desires lead us to listen to the voice of the devil.
所以因为这一种习惯性的小罪啊，有时候甚至毁掉了我们的家，毁掉了我们自己的人生。
And therefore, we give in to these habitual sins, which eventually lead to the destruction of the family.
你看嘛，淫乱毁掉了家庭，甚至毁掉了自己的身体。
For example, adultery can destroy a family and destroy a person's body.
一个容易生气的人，他可能丢掉他的工作。
An easily angered person can easily lose his job.
一个贪心的人，他反而被骗了。
A greedy person can be easily deceived.
一个不守信用的人就失去了人家对他的尊敬。
A dishonest person can lose other people's respect.
所以我们一定要去胜过这些习惯性的小罪。
And so we need to make a determination to overcome these habitual sins.
这头发很细，他怎么会把水管堵塞住呢？
We know that our hair is very thin, but why is it that it can block the drainage in the sink?
但是常常啊，真的水管那个 sink 尤其 sink 就是被头发塞住了。
But we know that it is often that our hair that went down into the drain can obstruct the water flow down the sink drain.
你可以去想象，这些小罪累积起来是会成为很可怕的。
Our habitual sins are the same. Over time, they can accumulate and cause damage.
所以我们要深深的去反省自己。
And so we need to take a moment to really think.
我们也要向主耶稣承认，我真的是很无能为力。
At the same time, we need to confess to the Lord Jesus that we are powerless.
我要靠着你的恩惠，我要立志，我要胜过。
We want to rely on your mercy. We want to make a determination to overcome.
这样子我们才能够维持我们灵命的健康。
Only in this way can we maintain our spiritual health.
我们要很诚心诚意的呼求神的帮助。
We need to sincerely cry out to the Lord for help.
就好像彼得他要沉下去了。
It is like Peter as he was going down in the sea.
他在那一个时刻他是怎么的呼求主耶稣。
I remember how he cried out to Jesus in that moment.
他是诚心诚意的大声的呼喊着主啊救我。
He sincerely from the bottom of his heart cried out to Jesus to save him.
对我们这些习惯性的小罪啊，就是要这样子来呼求神。
And in order to overcome our habitual sins, we need to cry out to the Lord in this manner.
否则的话我们真的会沉下去的。
Otherwise, we will sink in our sins.
我们要保持一些很基本的一些规律的生活。
And so today we need to keep a regular schedule.
这些坏习惯是一天一天养成的。
Because we know that these minor sins accumulate daily.
好的习惯也是一天一天来建立起来的。
But good habits can also be built up day by day.
所以祷告、读经，这是很平凡的，但是要把它养成习惯。
Praying and reading the Bible daily is a very simple task, but they also need to be built up daily.
当然我们也要留意我们自己的环境。
At the same time, we should also pay attention to our living environment.
一个想要戒酒的人，他不能够到酒吧去戒酒。
For a person who wants to quit drinking, he cannot live in a bar.
一个想要少吃糖果的人啊，他不能够站在糖果堆里头啊，来少吃糖果。
If a person determines to quit eating sweets, then he should not hang out in a candy store.
那对于我们要很仔细的去处理一些小的事情。
And so, therefore, we need to be detail-oriented in order to take care of these minor sins.
我们没有人故意的要去犯罪。
I believe no one intentionally sin.
但是我们要知道那个罪的引诱是随时在我们的身旁。
But we need to know that temptations from these sins are present everywhere.
在他还很小的时候，我们 就留意到了，就去胜过他。
And so when they pop up, even when they are small, we will notice them and we will overcome them.
曾经有一个姐妹啊，她接受孩子的要求啊，家里养狗。
There was a sister who gave in to her children's request to have a dog in the house.
开始的时候，她很得意的说：“我们家养了一条圣布鲁诺。”
In the beginning, the sister was very happy and very proud and said that we now have a dog called Saint Bruno in the house.
我心想啊，糟糕了！我心里想啊，这个以后可能啊，这个。有得受了啊。
And so when I heard it, I actually thought, oh, trouble is around the corner.
因为很熟哈，事实上哈，要不要养狗，他是有问过我。
Actually, before the sister decided to have a dog, she came to ask me.
我跟他说哈，我太太是这么讲。
And so I told her what my wife said to me.
我的孩子也曾经要求过要养狗。
My son also requested to have a dog before.
我太太说跟他讲啊，以后你太太如果准许你养啊，那时候你就可以养。
And so my wife's answer was that in the future, if your wife allows you to have a dog, then you can have one then.
养狗啊，到时候是你要去收拾所有的一切。
Because as a mother, at the end, you'll be the one cleaning everything up.
她竟然还养那个圣布鲁诺。
And unexpectedly, she.Even got a very large dog.
小的 baby 的时候是没有那么大，还蛮可爱的。
When the dog was small, it was very cute because it was not very big.
但是那个狗哇，它长得很快。
But this dog grew very quickly.
有一次我经过他们的社区。
And so one day I was driving around in their neighborhood.
我远远看到一个东方的妇女啊，瘦瘦小小的，被一条大狗牵着跑。
And then from very far away, I saw this Asian, small Asian woman who was being pulled by a very large dog.
以前呢，她还跟我还炫耀说，我现在常常去遛狗。
Because just a few months before, she had proudly told me that she was walking her dog. She was walking her dog every day.
那一次啊，当我车子靠近的时候，才发现啊，是 Lily 姐妹。
And when I parked my car closer, I noticed that it's Sister Lily who was walking this dog or being walked by the dog.
我把车窗摇下来。
And so I rolled down my window.
Lily 啊，你正在遛狗啊。
And so I said to her, Sister Lily, are you walking your dog right now?
她大声地说，传道，你不要挖苦我了。
And so, so she said, Preacher, don't be joking with me.
这圣布鲁诺的狗啊，还不够可怕。
And this dog was not scary enough.
其实啊，我们生活当中这些习惯性的坏习惯或者小罪啊，那才是最可怕的。
What are scarier are the habitual sins that take control of our lives.
所以我们要常常提醒自己，我如果没有胜过它，结果会怎样
？So we should remind ourselves all the time on the consequences of not overcoming our sins.
有的人。毁了他的前途。
Some people destroy their future.
有的人毁了自己的家庭。
Some people destroy their families.
有的人毁掉了他的名声。
Some people destroy their reputation.
更可怕的，让自己埋在罪恶里头。
What is scarier is that they bury themselves in their sins.
主耶稣的名受到羞辱。
And because of that, they dishonor God's name.
将来还要面对着审判。
And in future, they face eternal judgment.
所以我们不胜过他，他会胜过我们。
So if we do not overcome these sins, the sins will overcome us.
我们不希望我们心里是充满着这种悲哀，跟这个因为罪来责备自己。
We do not hope that our brothers and sisters will be overcome with sadness due to these sins.
我们绝对不要把自己的生命带入危险里头。
We should not lead our lives into the danger zone.
我们自己知道，撒旦知道。
We know and Satan knows.
撒旦不会浪费他的火箭。
Satan will not waste his ammunition.
我们如何让我们的灵性来成长？
Let us think of how we can help our encourage spiritual growth.
啊，我们侍奉会帮助我们灵性来成长。
If we serve God, it will help us to grow spiritually.
我们知道约旦河流过的地方有两个湖。
We know that the path that the River Jordan takes, there are two lakes there.
啊，北边一个叫加利利湖。
The one on the in the north side is called the Lake of Galilee.
啊，主耶稣的一些捕鱼的门徒啊，他们就是在加利利，啊，加利利海在捕鱼。
And so Jesus and his disciples, the fishermen, fished in that sea or lake.
哦，那个加利利湖是有生命的，啊，是有很多的鱼。
The Sea of Galilee had a lot of fish, and it was full of life.
啊，另外一个湖叫做死海。
The other lake or sea was called the Dead Sea.
啊，那个几乎没有生命在那个湖里头。
There's no life in that lake.
啊，所以叫做死海。
Therefore, it was called the Dead Sea.
啊，那个盐分非常的高。
Because the salt content is very high.
啊，所以鱼也活不了。
And that is why fish could not survive.
哦，所以是一个没有生命的。
And it is a lake without life.
哦，有生命才会成长。
We can only grow if we have life.
没有生命就没有成长。
If we have no life, we cannot grow.
哦，这个给我们一个很好的提醒。
This reminds us of a very important principle.
加利利湖是有生命的。
The lake of Galilee has life.
哦，它的水从北边进来，又从南边出去。
Because the water comes from the north and it exits from to the south.
这个死海啊，那个水只有进去啊，就没有再流出去。
But we know that the Dead Sea only receives water from the north, and then the water doesn't go out anymore.
哦，只有那个水只有蒸发。
And the water evaporates from there.
哦，所以进去的东西就一直留在那个死海里头。
And so whatever enters into the Dead Sea remains there forever.
今天我们是有生命的。
Today we have life.
今天我们是要有成长的。
Today we want to grow.
啊，所以我们要像加利利湖。
We want to be like the Lake of Galilee.
哦，那个水有进来有出去。
We want the water to come in and go out.
啊，意思就是在我们生活当中，我们要看重我们的服事。
It means that we will emphasize our servitude in our faith.
哦，我们从神领受。啊，我们也来付出。
It means to receive the message from God and to give out and serve others.
哦，这个其实也是圣经给我们的教导。
This is also a teaching from the Bible.
啊，这也是主耶稣所留给我们的榜样。
And this is also an example set by Jesus.
哦，每一件事情的完成啊，它都需要有很多人的投入。
In order to accomplish a task, we need a lot of people to be involved.
哦，所以我们对教会的任何事工，我们要去参与。
And so we need to involve ourselves in the work of the church.
哦，我们每一个人来尽我们的一份力量，尽我们的本分。
So that every one of us can contribute our effort.
哦，这样子，我们在成长，弟兄姐妹也在成长。
So that not only we ourselves grow, we can help our brothers and sisters grow also.
哦，为什么侍奉它能够帮助我们在灵性上成长？
Why is it that servitude can help us grow spiritually?
因为在侍奉当中提供给我们一个学习的机会。
Because as we serve, we have opportunity to learn.
哦，有学习，我们才会更加的成熟。
And if we have opportunity to learn, then we can grow and be mature.
哦，不但是在学习，也是我们在实践，在实行。
We are not only learning, we're also applying what we learn.
哦，这个灵性的成长啊，是有做它才会成长。
And we know that in order to grow spiritually, we need to apply what we learn in our lives.
在侍奉当中，我们才会去发掘我们的灵性的程度到哪里。
And only as we serve, we can find out how well we're doing spiritually.
啊，有时候我们会觉得说啊，某一个人的脾气很好。
Sometimes we may think that someone has very good temper.
啊，有时候我们也会觉得说我脾气很好。
We can also, we may also think that we ourselves have very good temper.
啊，真的是这样子吗？
But we don't know for sure.
啊，有时候在参与服事的当中啊，我们的脾气就发出来了。
Because sometimes as we serve, we will find that we actually have pretty bad temper.
啊，真的让别人吓一跳。
And sometimes it would scare others.
哇，原来这个陈传道啊，也这么有个性，也这么有脾气啊。
And they will find out, oh, really, truly, Preacher Chen also has a temper.
啊，这样我们就我就发现了啊，其实我不是真的那么灵性这么真的那么好。
And because of this opportunity, I was able to discover that I also have a temper problem, and I can also grow in this way spiritually.
哦，所以在侍奉当中就会也会有一个力量啊，来推着我说啊，我要追求，我要去长进。
And also through serving, we will find that we need the extra strength to serve and to grow spiritually.
啊，因为我每个礼拜要领会好几次啊，所以当然我每一天都会去看圣经。
As for me, because I need to lead service several times a week, and so I have this, I feel the need and the drive to study the Bible.
啊，万一有一天啊，人家说啊，陈传道你当传道这么好几年了哈，很辛苦。啊，这个你可以休息一年。
Let's say one day someone says to me, Preacher Chen, you have been working so hard, so I'm going to give you a sabbatical break for 1 year.
我在想啊，如果我真的能够休息一年，不晓得一年后会变成怎么样。
So I can imagine that I don't know what would happen in that 1 year if I can really take a break.
啊，我必须承认，我跟各位一样都有惰性。
I need to admit to everyone that I also have the tendency to be lazy, like everyone else.
哦，你想想看，在什么时候你会真的很认真的去读圣经，去查考圣经
？Just look back in your life. When were the times that you were truly devoted to studying the Bible and preparing?
啊，当你被安排领会的时候。
You were probably very diligent when after you have been assigned to lead a sermon.
哦，当你被安排主持查经聚会的时候。
Or when you have been assigned to lead a Bible study.
是不是这样子
？Isn't it true?
啊，常常很多人应该是很多人是这个是这个样子的。
For many people, this is the case.
啊，我想啊，陈传道也是这样子。
And I believe Preacher Chen is the same.
好，如果真的让我休息一年，都不用讲道，都不用这个主持查经聚会。
So if someone says to me today that I can take a day, take a year off and not lead any sermon,
啊，可能我的圣经就在书架上啊，上面一层灰尘。
Perhaps I would also place my Bible on the shelf and then it would collect dust.
哦，这样子，我的灵性啊，绝对不会长进的。
And I believe in this way, my spirituality would not grow in that 1 year.
所以侍奉是真的会帮助我们在灵性上来长进。
And therefore, we believe that servitude can help us grow spiritually.
啊，因为在侍奉当中，我们发现我们需要继续去学习。
Because as we serve, we will notice our shortcomings and the need to improve and study and learn.
那当然，这个侍奉对我们也是一种试炼，一种考验。
On the other hand, servitude is also a way of training.
我们更学会怎么来跟弟兄姐妹相处。
It will teach us how to interact with brothers and sisters.
我们才真的懂得说什么叫做要对人有耐性。
It teaches us how to have patience towards others.
我们才真的去明白说什么叫做宽容。
It teaches us how to be generous.
所以在
or forgiving.
在我们的信仰生活里头，我们有很多的这个侍奉的责任。
So in our life of faith, we have many opportunities to serve.
那我想在平常的啊聚会里头啊，我们也常常提到侍奉的项目。
And during our regular services, we often use the topic of servitude. To talk about, expound on these subjects.
那比较常会让我们觉得有点困惑的，就是对啊，我们周遭哈，不是信徒哈，我们这个社会啊的这种爱心。
One of the more tricky topics may be our love towards men in society, not necessarily members of our church.
哦，爱众人啊，其实这也是一种侍奉。
But at the same time, to love all mankind is a way of servitude as well.
有时候我们的啊，我们会觉得说，我们对社会、对我们社区的关怀啊，好像太少了。
Sometimes we feel that we give out too little care or love towards our community.
那事实上啊，这个很多需要去关心的事情啊，其实这。 这是一个社会的问题。
In reality, there are many problems in this society today.
哦，这是一个很大的问题。
And these are major problems.
哦，就好像说，无论你有多少钱，你有多少时间呢，这是一个黑洞。
These problems cannot be solved no matter how much money you have and you put in all the time of your life.
真的，我们是没有办法去帮助每一个人。
We know that there are so many problems that we cannot help everyone.
啊，所以我们就不用去帮助。
And so we may think that we will not help them.
可能这是我们的一点心态。
And so we may think in this way.
因为这是社会问题啊。
Because these are societal problems.
好，我们一个教会的团体，又是一个这么人数不是很多的教的一个教会，我们能够做什么？
Because we may think that we are a small church and then we don't have many people, what can we do?
但是啊，我们没有办法帮助每一个人啊。我们也不能够什么都不做。
Even though we cannot help everyone, we cannot use that as an excuse to do nothing.
我们要想想看，我们能够做些什么。
Let us think about what we can do.
求主耶稣能够让我们知道我们能够做什么，他要我们做什么。
Let us ask the Lord to tell us and teach us what we should do.
我们就有信心的去做。
And when we do it, we do it by faith.
当然教会不能够让这些所谓的关怀社会慈善的事业啊，把我们好像连头都淹过去了。
At the same time, we should not let this time of charitable work be so overwhelming that it overtake the mission of the church.
当然那也不能够说连我们的脚趾头都没有淹到。
But at the same time, we cannot avoid them to the extent that we have nothing to do with them.
其实对社会的关怀，这也是我们的责任之一。
It is true that it is our responsibility to serve the society as well.
那这也是我们灵性成长的一个证据跟信号。
The fact that we serve the community is also a sign that we are growing spiritually.
那侍奉这个热忱需要去维持。
And at the same time as we serve, we need to continue to have the zeal to serve.
所以这是一个要求，这是一个信念。
And so this is an opportunity to train ourselves.
我们不一定总是得到奖赏。
We may not see any reward of our work.
其实很多的时候只是这是神对我们的呼召。
Because a lot of the times we do it because of God's calling.
其实很多的时候不一定是我们真的那么乐意去做。
But at the same time, it may not be we ourselves who are willing to do it.
但是这是神给我们的一个责任。
Because it is God's calling, we do it.
就是因为这样子，所以我们需要去要求自己，要去训练自己。
And for this reason, we train ourselves to do the work.
所以当我们对侍奉觉得有挣扎的时候，
so when we serve, if we find that we're struggling,
我们要想到说，当我们在软弱的时候，有人来服侍我们。
We should think of the times when we were weak and others came to help us.
那现在我们对别人也应该有责任。
So that is why right now, that is why now we will also have the responsibility to serve others.
我们的服侍有时候是会冷却的，会冷淡的。
Sometimes our servitude may become cold.
那我们要问问自己几个问题。
If that happens, then we ask ourselves these questions.
如果今天不是主耶稣的恩典。
If today it was not for the grace of Jesus.
我能够是这个样子吗
？Can I be myself today?
如果没有主耶稣的怜悯，我会是这个样子吗？
If I didn't have God's mercy, can I be here today?
得跟失去啊，那个价值都是很大的。这主耶稣说，这个真的生命啊，是比全世界还要贵重。
The Lord Jesus says that a person's life is worth more than the entire world.
如果我们因为没有侍奉，我们灵性没有长进。
If because we do not serve and we do not grow spiritually,
我们可能会丧失属灵的生命。
It's possible that we will lose our spiritual life.
那这个损失是没有办法计算的。
And the loss we suffer will be priceless.
如果我们很愿意去侍奉，
But if we are willing to serve,
那我们灵性在成长，
And we grow spiritually,
我们能够得救，
And we can be saved.
我们所得到的也是没有办法计算的，
And what we can gain is also priceless.
所以得或者失都是没有办法计算的。
So whatever we can lose or gain, cannot be calculated.
那我们要求主帮助我们，让我们从侍奉当中我们来长进。
So we ask the Lord to help us so that as we serve, we can grow more and more.
我们一起默祷。
Let us have a silent prayer.